From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. D. Kelly played a huge role in shaping the city of Fort Worth. He was laid to rest yesterday. He may not have been a household name, but every seat at University Christian Church at TCU was full. In attendance, one former governor, Rick Perry, and a host of civic leaders.
If D. had been born in an era when kings could have been made, D. Kelly would have been a kingmaker.
In his homily, Reverend Larry Thomas said Kelly was not as intimidating as his resume. He was driven, sure, and always busy. Thomas says Kelly always sat in the back row of the church. He'd get there early to get a seat next to the aisle. Kelly told Thomas the reason he did that.
From this vantage point, I can see what I want to see, hear what I need to hear, and I can get out of here when it's time to go. And for Dee, that was 10 minutes before worship was over.
You'd have to be as on the move as Kelly was to get as much done as he did. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price says just before the funeral, she was on a panel discussing development projects in Fort Worth over the last few decades. Things like the zoo and the cultural district, Sundance Square, and Alliance Airport.
There wasn't a thing that we discussed that Dee didn't have a hand in. Whether it was legal counsel, whether it was his dollars, whether it was his love, he's a, you know, a man of a different generation, and we were very, very blessed to have him.
Oilman William Tex Moncrief met Kelly back in the 50s. Kelly became general counsel for the Moncrief Family Oil Company before he launched the law firm that still bears his name. The 95-year-old tells this story. He says, one time, when the two of them were at lunch, Kelly found a piece of gum in his bottle of Coca-Cola.
We were eating at a little place called Bailey's Barbecue, three or four of us. And he said, I'm going to sue them. I said, D. Kelly, you know that Coca-Cola is one of your clients.
Given the scope of people and companies Kelly represented, it wouldn't be a shock if he mixed them up from time to time. His clients included American Airlines and Sabre. He sat on the board of several foundations. Moncrief says Kelly was a hard worker and an excellent lawyer who was captivated by politics. He spent formative years working for legendary House Speaker Sam Rayburn.
I don't know of anybody that made president or anything like that, but he could certainly help anybody politically. But he was just politically inclined. He loved it, loved to be around it.
Kelly's expansive network that included presidents, governors, and a host of business leaders gave him a lot of political cachet.
He had the ear of the folks who made differences and who were very focused on good government and on a strong community. And so he would help get the two together.
Tarrant County Judge Glenn Whitley says Kelly was practical in his political activities, not ideological.
He focused on the good for the community, not upon a party, and he always understood compromise.
Kelly also spent a lot of time and money supporting TCU, where he studied in the 1950s. So it was fitting that at his funeral, the words of the TCU alma mater rang through the church. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.